Speaker!
Order, order.
Test 1-2, Mr. Speaker.
The Minister for Economic Development, Stephen Joyce, testing his handheld mic after the sound system in the debating chamber went on the fritz during question time. While in one of the committee rooms, government plans to protect the new charter schools under a cone of silence got a swerve from Chief Ombudsman Beverly Wakeham. Rhys Lyon reports.
Beverly Wakeham said charter schools will lack public accountability under the proposed legislation.
First of all, we're concerned about the unconstitutional nature of the exclusion which exempts these schools from the Ombudsman Act and the Official Information Act. We believe it is a constitutional anomaly. Historically, state-funded agencies, particularly those which operate under a statutory regime, have been subject to these acts, and the application of both regimes certainly ensures that state-funded agencies are accountable to the taxpayer for the expenditure of government funds.
Dame Beverly said public-private partnerships can still function effectively when subject to the OIA.
The direct analogy is with private prisons. There has not been, in our experience, both when private prisons were first introduced and now latterly when they've been reintroduced, where there has been any problem in complying with the requirements of these acts.
Beverly Wakeham said there was no reason to exclude charter schools from the scrutiny of her office.
You know, after 50 years of the Ombudsman Act and nearly 30 years of the Official Information Act, the operations of the Act have really, if ever, not in my experience anyway, brought anything to its knees. Nobody's died. So oversight by the Ombudsman and the application of the Official Information Act are fundamental safeguards to ensure that all partnership schools operate best practice and their pupils are not in danger.
Ombudsman Dame Beverly Wakeham making a submission on the Education Amendment Bill setting up partnership or charter schools.
That report from Rhys Lyon. Charter schools were also a hot topic back in the chamber, with questions for Education Minister Hekia Parata from Greens co-leader Materia Toure.
Is the Minister aware of the reports showing US charter schools have been involved in tax fraud, corruption in lobbying, misuse of funds, racketeering, and even charging parents a fee if their children misbehave? And why is she exposing our kids to this risk?
Honourable Hekia Parata.
Mr Speaker, it has long been the tradition of the New Zealand education system to look overseas to see what's happening, take what's best, and then apply it appropriately. It is not the type of school, it is the performance of the school. And what the Education Amendment Bill proposes are a number of features that are designed for this system.
Another of Hekia Parata's comments about the system nearly brought the house down.
We believe in belting and bracing the system, and that means that we need to 2,400 more children in ECE this year. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Earlier, before question time, the Speaker, David Carter, heard this request from New Zealand First MP Richard Prosser.
I seek leave of the House to make a personal statement.
Could the member clarify relating to
a recent article in the magazine?
Right. Is there any objection to that course of action being taken?
Yep.
There is objection from the member.
That member was Honi Hawawira. Meanwhile, Greens co-leader Russell Norman was next to his feet.
I seek leave of the House to move a motion without notice and without debate about respecting religious diversity.
Leave is sought for a motion without debate to be made by Dr. Russell Norman. Is there any objection?
And this time there was no objection.
I move that this House affirm that all New Zealanders, regardless of their religious faith or ethnicity, should be treated equally before the law, and that the rights and dignity of all people, in particular of Muslims, should be upheld, and that the House acknowledge the responsibility of all New Zealanders to care for one another, to honour the sanctity of each and every one of us, and to act with justice, equity and respect in all that we say and do.
The question is that the motion be agreed to. Those that have that opinion will say aye. To the contrary, no. The ayes have it.
And the 15-hour debate on the Prime Minister's statement ended with National, ACT, United Future and the Māori Party voting to express their confidence in the government, their combined 64 votes, defeating the total of 56 of all other parties. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.